time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. Welcome to the studio. How are we doing today?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm so glad.
And we talked recently about the importance of connection, and we're kind of keeping that theme on today's show. And it's going to happen eventually. When you have connections, you will lose those connections. And obviously a tough thing to go through. That's kind of the topic today.
Exactly. You know, many people, I'm sure, are reading about the increase in trauma and anxiety that's going on in the world. And I think it's important to define what trauma is. Trauma is a sense of really being in jeopardy, like you could die from something. You know, so, you know, we know veterans have that. People have been in car accidents or have been held hostage. But there's also many mini traumas that people go through, which I don't want to put on the same scale, but they still have that, create a sense of discomfort and danger inside of some people.
Okay.
Not for everybody. So when, you know, like we said last week, people are important to our survival, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we learn about our value from others and our, about others and ourselves from our very beginning. How our parents respond and interpret our actions and how we see them as being taking care of us. And I'm going to do something really simple. Let's say, you know, a baby needs to eat and they can't, you know, obviously they cannot go get food. It's they cry and either somebody feeds them or they're hungry. Well, they get that sense that always they're going to be fed and that's safe and secure and they're fine. But what happens if somehow there's a catastrophe and they can't get food? Somebody can't get the bottle or baby food to them.
Right.
That hunger begins to feel to a baby like death. Like that, like something could happen because they could die.
Yeah.
So what happens is their system internalizes that lack of food as a real, real danger. And then they may take that as other people are not listening to their needs as they get older. And so they might think that everyone is a danger or a challenge.
Right.
And that makes positive, supportive connections difficult. These people who've gone through this, and I'm making this a very exaggerated case, but they can feel very alone sometimes because people aren't hearing what they need, and it's hard for them to express it. But if you picture a person, a little person, just a little bit bigger, that maybe they can walk and they know how to open a cupboard. Okay, so they're hungry, and mom or dad or somebody usually feeds them, but they're busy or they can't get to it or they broke their leg. The little person can walk over and open up that cereal box. They can get some crackers.
Right.
That is an opportunity for growth. It's not a trauma for them. It's an opportunity for growth because they've been independent. They've had an accomplishment. They recognize that they can do some things for themselves, and it will be repeated. And most likely, the adult is going to go, good job. Good going.
Right.
Now, I bring this up because the earlier that these events happen, the less cognitively aware we are. They just become automatic things. And it's really important for us to know what's going on inside of us and inside of other people, because every challenge can be a survival. It can be a trauma or it can be an opportunity for growth. So we think of divorce, that's a trauma.
Yeah.
Things change radically. Loss of friends,
right.
Workplace bullying, those kinds of things. So we want to know, how secure are we in our attachment? How well can we problem solve? And that's just to be an evaluation so that we know how many tools we have when really challenging events come up. We can keep them from becoming a trauma in our life and more an opportunity for growth.
Different levels of trauma with the loss and different ways to deal with it. And of course, you can find out more. There are some online sources that we want to invite you to check out, and you can do that, a lot of them on this particular topic, by the way, at safeharboril.com. You can go there, too, to find out more about all the different things that we've discussed, and of course, find out more about Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks with Dr. Beth Placetka. It's our weekly segment, Your Life Matters. We'll see you again at the same time next Monday morning.